Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 3rd, 2017. Today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday. One of the psalms appointed for today by the daily office is Psalm 31. For those of us who pray the nighttime office of Compline fairly regularly, we may be familiar with Psalm 31 because a few of its verses are assigned for reading at Compline. And it's those verses that I would like to read today for our reflection. Here is a reading from Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me. Make haste to deliver me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. For you are my crag and my stronghold. For the sake of your name, lead me and guide me. Into your hands I commend my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth. These are powerful metaphors of God. God as stabilizing force, God as immovable, God as a place of security. The psalmist refers to God as a strong rock and a castle, a stronghold, a crag. What's a crag? Well, it's a rock formation that sort of juts up out from the surrounding countryside. To give you an idea, I've used a picture of a crag as the cover art on today's diary. It's easy to see why this imagery of God as immovable and a source of strength and protection would have been important for the Jews. Delivered from slavery in Egypt, they were a people who had had their beginning in the open country of the Sinai, feeling exposed to the elements and to the peoples that they encountered through their journey in the Exodus. And even when they occupied the promised land, they never were quite ever 100% safe, buffeted about by enemies of all sorts and conditions through their history, eventually, with very few times of peace, eventually they found themselves in exile. At the end of the day, the only thing the Jews could hold on to was their faith in God. Their weapons failed them, their political systems failed them, their leaders failed them. But in the words of the psalmist, they clung to their strong rock. They clung to the faith in the God who had delivered them from Egypt and who continually delivered them. Did you notice the words at the end of the passage I read? Into your hands I commend my spirit. Where have we heard those words before? Well, in Luke's gospel, Jesus is on the cross. And the words he says, according to Luke, just before he dies, are these words from Psalm 31. Into your hands I commend my spirit. At the end of the day, where are we going to commend our being to? We as people of faith understand that nations come and go, political machinations come and go, economic systems come and go, our own health comes and goes, our mortality goes in one direction and it is always toward the grave. In a world of transition, in a world of change, in a world of insecurity, in a world of distress, in a world of anxiety, in a world of violence, in a world of pain, there is one place where people of faith can flee, and it is to the God who made heaven and earth, the God who is our tower of strength, our castle, our crag, who keeps us safe. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.